This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Anthony, I'm so happy that it is a Wednesday and we can turn the page from an embarrassing moment and look forward to the future. Not that we will avoid it. We will still use it as a process to understand why it happened so that we can try to avoid it because we don't like it. We don't like not having victory Mondays and Tuesdays and Wednesdays, but we have nobody to blame but ourselves. The only people that can fix it are the fellas in uniform, not the people behind mics and behind steering wheels and all that. It's the guys on the field. It's their team, and they got a chance to bask in glory less than a year ago. Having gone through that, how on earth would you want to live your life any other way? So this game, and it's ironic that it's Dallas. Then the question is, for a lot of us, what does that mean? Doesn't mean what it once did. I know it doesn't to me, but it's not about me. It's about you. Where are you at? Because it could be used as fuel. But it wouldn't matter if we were playing whoever. Somebody got to pay for this. Question is, there's a debt out there. And so who's going to pay for we failed to win a ball game that was winnable? They're not all winnable. Sometimes you come up against a guy just, oh, think about the Western days. Because hopefully we won't be faced with any of that in the future. But just imagine how that was. You had a problem with somebody? They walked out of the OK Corral, and you got in the middle of swinging your shot. Winner take all. That's how you settled your differences. Now, we just gave up a game to a crew that it's beyond how embarrassed I am. But there's nothing I can do about it. I can't even defend it because we're support. The question is, when will we know if our guys are ready? And what do you think Dallas is thinking? When you watch the film, you got to be salivating if you're not laughing. How does Dallas get themselves to the point where they're not overly confident? I mean, let's face it. What's going to be different next week from this week?
For Dallas?
For us.
I mean, the only difference is it's a new week. It's a new game. And we got to put that game behind us. Like,
well, you're facing a much better quarterback.
Yeah.
I mean, Caleb, he let you off the hook.
Yeah.
So.
But I feel like even when I look at Dallas, Like, or just look back at the game we just had against the Bears. Like, that game featured two lopsided matchups.
Mm-hmm.
We had a good rushing attack. They had a horrible run defense.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened? They flipped the script. So, again, like, I'm not saying, like, our defense is about to go out there and limit Dak and that offense to 3 points.
I would hope you're not. I would think you were smoking weed.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, I still believe, like, this defense can go out there and, you know, have a rebound of a week. And that's what they've shown so far. Like, they've shown that they're inconsistent.
Right.
They've had one good week. Then they'll have another bad week.
I agree with you 100%.
Last week was a bad week, so.
Yeah, you get me 100% on what do we know about this year's group? And do you believe me now when I tell you that last year's team is over?
Yeah.
Tried to warn you. Been saying it from day one.
Yeah.
Now, hopefully, we'll have more people in the pulpit that will understand that. That was a great thing that happened. And I'd love to see it duplicated. But I don't know if this year's group has that secret sauce to be able to pull it off. Because last year, our number one hype was about, we talked a lot about edge. We got it, but we had pressure. Now you have very limited pressure and you're turnstile. Last year, we covered a little bit better this year to me. I think we cover a little bit better, which means it's harder because you got less pressure. So maybe we've upgraded in our second. Maybe we've gotten better in certain areas. The question is, you know what Dakota's going to do. And he got two freaks out there to do it with. And really all their tight ends, they throw the ball to the tight ends. So you have an arsenal, an air attack that's coming at you. What is going to be your defense to that? Now, I think you're going to play, like you've been saying, we've been up and down. We won't be able to diagnose that over the next 3 hours, but really that's the real question. Why are we up and down? I'm just saying. I'm asking. These are the things that we need to be solved. I keep asking myself, well, because we pretty much have a slogan for damn near everything. And that's great. But it's sooner or later, somebody got to cash in and say, okay, well, who's going to do it? I hear people complaining we got a lot of new faces. Isn't that what you want? Or what are we supposed to do? Have an excuse and say, well, this guy's injured. That's not my role. That's the other big guy. He'll be telling you about how long this guy's out. He's had the doctors on that are treating the patients. You know, he's like General Hospital. I'm treating it like a mortuary. You're on a slab. Either you're off the slab and participate, or you're on a slab. Holler at you whenever. But everybody has different ways of communicating, doing what you want to do. Energy. I'm just thinking about some of the energy of Dallas Week. I couldn't get Dexter, Tony, none of them. It's like, does it still exist? Is this really Dallas Week?
I mean, it's Dallas Week, but
what does it mean?
The rivalry might not be or mean the same, like as it once did. Like
clear.
To me, I would look at, you know, the Eagles as more of a rivalry than the Cowboys, just because we've had more meaningful games against the Eagles as opposed to the Cowboys as of late anyway.
I'm with you because my target would be on the Super Bowl champions as opposed to a team that doesn't go to the playoffs. To me, that's ass backwards.
Yeah.
In terms of what I want to do, but you can't. This is generational. You know, everything's identity. And sooner or later, what do you do when the things you thought were going to work don't? What is your adjustments? I mean, you know how many times someone has said to me, Luke's a baller. Well, check how many snaps. Y'all are so big in analytics.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody needs to then ask the question, if this brother is so hot, who's holding him back? Why are they holding him? Is he on a snap count? Is he a play count? Is it in his contract that he only does X amount? You feel me? These are questions, maybe I'm just overly curious. I'm just going, well, wait a minute, hold it. You know, big guys on talking about who's not playing. Terry, he's out. Yeah, okay, what? He has a backup. He has somebody. And that, what I try to say religiously is that every guy backing up a guy, not hoping for it, but if the guy happens to get hurt, that's your break. What you going to do? Or do you work for the guy you playing behind? You his valet? You cover his, and then as soon as he comes. No, I don't. I'm just saying, where's the competitive nature? I 301-230-0980. Maybe some of you, because some of you guys are experts. I hear it from you all the time, especially when we're talking to that big guy. So I'm thinking to myself, okay, I can't wait to hear Sheehan, because he's going to approach this from a financial situation in terms of who's he like. Because Kevin ain't playing. He's playing this game for real. People, those of y'all wagering, you're not kidding around. You're investing in your beliefs. Can't wait to hear him this week. Can't hate. How much you laying down? You going to join the party? You got some scratch on this?
Nah, I don't gamble.
Smart guy.
I put those days behind me.
Oh, you're recovering. Okay, good. You're good. Yeah. We have to be able to overcome things. That's a beautiful thing.
Now, I think the conversation you had about Luke McCaffrey, you know, not necessarily getting all the snaps and targets and things of that nature, I think that's worth noting just because you have a guy in Chris Moore who he had 44 snaps, Doc.
He must be hell in practice.
44.
Well, I'm sure if we have a very educated and veteran media staff, I'm sure someone will ask the question. What did he do in practice last week that made y'all say, this is the dude? That's logical. That's not porn. That's a question. It's important, you know, here's what I'm thinking. This one, and of course, because we want to keep our, this is like an elevated education in how we do it here on Burgundy and Gold today when we go advanced lecture. Why? What? And again, an identity, we know who the opponent is, but who are we? What are your goals for this week? What does it feel like to you? I'm happy that Caveman could come back this week. Cosmic, for those of you hip impaired. It would be, now it's going to be his first game. Based on how you've seen him practice, he's going to need a game to get in game shape. Because they're not going 100 miles an hour full scale. Interesting, though. He's a hell of a player. I enjoy watching him play because he plays like a caveman, one-on-one. And, again, we haven't even played our stiffest competitors when we have them twice. At the end of the year. Schedule, you have nothing to do with it. Every week, you have a task to deal with somebody pretty close to you, maybe better, may not be. But the bottom line is that what are you going to do about it? What'd you think about our D-line last week?
I thought they got punked. Okay. Like, we were getting pushed around. The fact they were running, I think the stat was 4 yards a carry before getting touched. Like, that is insane. 4 yards without getting touched? That means people are getting blown off the ball. And this is not Walter
Payton. This is not Walter Payton's Bears. Yeah.
That's what he was out there looking like.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there's so many stats out now, and this is where the stats are. Somebody has to have an action to create a statistic. But I don't need an analysis because my eyes don't lie. You getting blown off the ball and you arm tackling, you're going to have pretty poor results. Everybody misses a tackle. Everybody gets blocked. Everything has happened. Everybody's in the game. But because we're paying you because we assumed you were different. You don't have to be great on every play. But every once in a while, one of the 11 guys on each unit need to have something in them that separates them from the average civilians walking around the streets. If not, then what's the difference between you or that big guy? This here, BTP. He claims he played defensive tackle. You know, what is so funny? I would give anything to get him out there in a situation so that we could, you know, it'd be worth the price of admission. It'd be almost like you were talking about the Wizards. And you said there's a thing where the coaches play the players.
Well, I mean, that's what they did in Boston. That's what Joe Mazzulla and the Celtics coaching staff did. So usually they have a media versus media basketball game. Mm-hmm. And he switched it up this year. Instead of media versus media, it was media versus the Celtics coaching staff. And they put on a clinic. They were really trying hard. They had like a half-court buzzer beater to end the game. And you see Joe Mazzulla like pumping his fist like, dang, dude, you really wanted to get after these cats, huh?
Okay, I want to see that.
Yeah. So, I mean, but my thing is like, they had that here in D.C. I think we would score more than 4 points. I think we would be able to get at least six. I'm not even going to limit us to that.
Against the Wizards coaches.
Yeah, like okay. 4 points is, that means you only got two layups.
Who's going to score?
You said what?
Who from your group is going to score?
I'm not going to say who, but I think we'll get the job done, though.
Okay. Well, we're going to table that.
I definitely think we could.
We're going to table that because if I get started on this, I may go until midnight tonight because that would be just too funny.
And
for
I think Linnell would join us out there too. I think, well, he'd get some buckets.
Yeah, he'll get a bucket all right. A bucket of Kentucky Fried Chicken. Yeah, I'm getting a bucket.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Okay, let's go to Anthony. Anthony, welcome to Burgundy and Gold today.
Hey, Doc, how you doing?
I've been better. I don't like losing. I don't like...
Oh, I don't either.
I don't like watching the team that I am pulling for to play undisciplined, although it's possible. They're human. Anything can happen to them. But overall, I was a little surprised with the outcome. Not that we can't lose a game. We can lose a game. But boy, when that was winnable and we didn't seize that moment, and I'd like to be complaining about, I love to complain with victories when we win. And then I can really be a jackass when we win because I'm striving for perfection. But when we lose to a group like we lost to, it really is a kick in the rear end. And so now it has me concerned about the effort against a team that I would love to see them beat, the Dallas Cowboys. But there's nothing I can do about it but throw it out there.
Okay, so let's keep it all the way real. So we know this is not a pre-salary cap where you could sign all the best players.
Mm-mm.
We know that the league is watered down.
Mm-hmm.
So just because you own a team don't mean that you should be on a team.
Clear, and we understand you.
Right. So we know our players aren't what we would like them to be, let's put it that way. So remember back in the day when you was at practice, you could sit on the sideline and you could point to him, and say that he can't play. We got a bunch of he can't plays on defense. That's what it comes down to. We simply do not have the talent to compete on defense with the big boys up front. When the team is depleted on the line, we can roll through them like a Mack truck all day long. But when they at full capacity, we can't deal with them.
But we invested in our D-line this offseason. And some will say, I've heard, that we're better than we were a year ago. Some said, and I've heard. The bottom line to it is we're not just putting one unit on the field. We got linebacker core, we got safeties core, we got the whole kit and caboodle. I find it very difficult to pick one group out in this whole thing and single them out and say, well, look what they're not doing. Because I haven't seen one unit consistently dominate anything.
Well, before you can get to the linebackers, you got to get to the front four.
Amen. I'm with you on that. So let's be specific. Who are you disappointed in, or who did you not have high expectations for?
I had high expectations for Kinlaw. Had high expectations for Payne.
Mm-hmm.
They flash every now and then.
Okay, well, I agree. They flash,
but they don't. They're not consistent.
Okay, that's fair.
They get pushed back.
That is fair.
They get pushed into the backfield into the linebackers. Bobby Wagner can't run sideline to sideline.
Right.
Plus, he's old.
But he's now. Straight ahead, yeah, he in the phone booth, he's a beast. But why put him in the phone? Just run outside of it. But that's structural. That is a plan that I'm sure they knew that going in. It doesn't surprise me he's out there. I like him a lot. But I thought we would relieve him in nickel. I thought we had some young studs that we were sprinkling in. By his numbers, he's got to play every play, which tells me either A, someone was overrated, and B, they were underdeveloped. I'm like, feel like Vince Lombardi. What the hell is going on? We got all these young people we keep hearing about talent. They never play in the games.
I agree with you.
We agree, but I haven't heard anybody with a valid explanation. What do you have to do to get on the field if you're athletic and can run? Or are you not athletic and you can't run? We keep the same people out there and we're getting our asses kicked in certain areas and nobody seems to be riled up about it.
Well, somebody in the media needs to ask them, because that's a them problem. That's not on the fans. Our eyes don't lie to us. So
I believe in that.
We got plenty of media out there every day. As Dan Quinn, as Joe Witt, why aren't X player playing over X player? Because the player in front of them not getting the job done.
It's logical. It makes sense.
And when you find out that the replacement can't get the job done, then, again, we don't have the talent.
If it sounds like Anthony, I appreciate you. I'm not disappointed. I'm frustrated. Because I thought and have seen moments and flashes of the people we're discussing, and I thought they were pretty good players and have had some moments. But you play defense collectively. It's a unit. One gap, insecure, you get slashed, even if guys are playing their butts off. All this is salvageable. I mean, but if you haven't noticed, this week you have a team that has two freaks on the outside. one of the hottest quarterbacks in the game, and they're going to push the ball up court on you. So styles are important, but I don't get into that. That's for the coordinators to do. What I want to know is that do you feel like you're getting your money's worth? Everybody's really aggressive when they want to get paid. I'm equally as aggressive when I want to see what I paid for. And to me, it's just business. We're not doing a really good job of reaping what we have, our investments. I want to know, did we invest in the wrong people? Or are we ill-equipped to train them? You can't say it's neither or. It's one or the other. I need somebody to be accountable. Appreciate the phone call. 301-230-0980. Burgundy and Gold today. We have got to give them some options. Maybe they don't know. Maybe you're so close to it you don't see it. Let's do our job and present some things that make sense. Not no hocus pocus, but real ball. Can you do that? Let's figure it out. Back in a moment.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.